The decision will free up $101 million that the state can use right now. But the nonpartisan Legislative Fiscal Bureau says it will cost the state nearly $2.3 million in extra interest. A Walker administration spokeswoman called it a prudent financial management tool that takes advantage of historically low interest rates. But Oshkosh Assembly Democrat Gordon Hintz, who sits on the legislature's budget committee, said it wouldn't be necessary if the state's fiscal house was in order.
I think it's a sign that we can't afford the tax cuts that we passed, and there's some concern about the future revenue not being there.
The Walker administration delayed a $108 million debt payment to balance the books in the last budget. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.